20 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The city of Memphis is expected to release 20 hours of additional video today related to Tyre Nichols' deadly beating during a police traffic stop. Last night, the city council passed new ordinances intended to make the city safer. WREG-TV's Ashley Paul.
One ordinance will require traffic stops to be conducted in clearly marked vehicles only. The officers that stopped Tyre Nichols were in unmarked police cars. Other past ordinances include annual independent reviews of the police training academy and regularly reported data regarding traffic stops, arrests, and use of force.
The two surviving Americans among four kidnapped in Mexico last Friday are in a hospital in Brownsville, Texas this morning. Latavia McGee and Eric Williams were discovered by Mexican security forces in a hut in Matamoros. Williams' wife says she had a brief conversation with her husband.
To hear his voice, it was just a lot of crying. My son was there, and my son just wanted to hear his voice. And then he had to go because he was going into the hospital.
Williams was wounded. Two other friends were killed when officials say the group was caught in drug cartel violence. Five women in Texas are suing the state, claiming they were denied abortions at grave risk to their own lives. Amanda Zarowski says she was hospitalized with premature membrane ruptures that meant her fetus could not be saved.
I cannot adequately put into words the trauma and despair that comes with waiting to either lose your own life, your child, life, or both.
New court filings show Fox Chair Rupert Murdoch wasn't buying Donald Trump's claims the 2020 election was stolen. Documents from a Dominion lawsuit over the network's coverage show Murdoch said under oath he thought it was a free, fair vote and fretted Mr. Trump was going, quote, increasingly mad. Yet another eyedrop recall, this time Purely Smooth MSM 15%. CBS's Matt Piper.
Recall notices are warning people that the product is non-sterile, meaning it may contain germs and bacteria. Dr. Catherine Colby of NYU Langone's Eye Center on why the recall uptick.
It's likely from contaminants in the manufacturing.
Five people have been permanently blinded, linked to recalled drops.
The Army debuts a new recruiting campaign today. That'll sound awfully familiar. Correspondent Christopher Cruz.
After falling 15,000 soldiers short of its 60,000 goal last year, the Army is returning to a theme it first released in the 1980s, minus the old jingle.
Be all you can be.
The new campaign will focus on a recruit's ability to be trained on skills in the Army that they can apply to tech jobs when they get out.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with purchase of select Superstart batteries. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep your operation running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, Maria in Miami, and Jules in Troy. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with high-quality supplies for every industry, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed. My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies today with a high of 40. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 28. Overcast tomorrow. Chance for snow showers. Highs level off around 36. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Happy Tuesday, News Day. Here is some news that isn't all that happy. It turns out that less than 0.001% of the global population has a chance to breathe air that world authorities deem to be healthy. Or what, PM2.5? 99% plus of the global population doesn't breathe air free of pollutants is the word I was looking for, at that level. I say that not to scare us. I say that for several reasons. One of them is that as we talk about the stuff that is going to inform the coming elections, because it's the early stage where people just starting to think about if they're going to run. And I'm not just talking about the presidency. Talked a lot about the presidency, and I will reiterate that a second Trump term is more dangerous than a first one. But merely him getting defeated in a Republican primary does not save the nation, because whoever comes in next is going to have to make a lot of the same promises that Kevin McCarthy just had to make to become Speaker of the House. And if it's DeSantis, he will have to make a lot of the same promises that Donald Trump has been making. And he will be no less dangerous in many regards. I'm not just talking about the presidency. I'm not just talking about Congress. I'm not just talking about the U.S. Senate. I'm talking about state legislatures. I'm talking about right now, people are thinking about, hey, do I want to work on a legislative race? Might I run myself? What should our local political party focus on? What sort of resolutions should we pass? What campaign should I volunteer on? Do I want to serve on a steering committee, a planning committee? Do I want to serve on a fundraising committee? And start thinking about what's on people's minds. We spent a bunch of time, we talked to Race Adcox of Data for Progress, talking about Social Security, critical entitlement, their strong support nationally, why that's a thing the Club for Growth crowd, the DeSantis crowd, is going to have a hard time overcoming. Because fundamentally what they want to do is cut public benefits and reduce women's right to choose, and both of those things are popular. Not what they want to do is popular. They're trying to get rid of things that are popular. Women's rights? Popular. More than half the population is women. The rest of us are, we're all human beings. Except for the robots on Twitter and elsewhere. I want to make sure we don't lose sight of the natural environment. Because people also care about that. It is true that when left to our own devices, we like the idea of polluting ourselves. I drive a car that's too big for me. I do also have an e-bike. When the weather gets better, I'll be riding it a lot. So each of us can be a little bit hypocrites, but that doesn't excuse us. That doesn't mean that we're working together. We shouldn't try to make things a little better, try to make transportation systems that are safer for people who walk and ride an e-bike. Try to organize cities so that they're more sensibly organized so that you don't have to drive around the nation's most popular vehicle, which is a Ford F-150. That the natural environment matters and people care about it. The news that everybody is subject to more pollution than is deemed safe, and here is the headline from the Washington Post, nearly everyone is exposed to unhealthy levels of tiny air pollutants, study says. This is the World Health Organization that came out with the study. So everybody is subject to it. At least a couple things that we should think about. And by the way, yeah, the call number here is 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. We'll be doing a speed round, so I think we'll be able to get to everybody. I'm going to do my best to get to everybody in our third hour. 202-808-9925. One of the things that makes this show is your intelligence and your heart, and we appreciate it. So do please feel free to fill this room with your intelligence. The therefores on what occurred to me upon looking at the World Health Organization information, the Washington Post data, is first of all, pro-democracy, pro-social, pro-humanity voters and activists and donors should be working on the environment. That climate, we got a call from a caller, I think it was last year. So Jeff, make sure you don't miss out on climate news. We should probably have climate news sections in newspapers. We're probably talking about, and I won't probably be successful in talking about it every day, but we got to make sure we talk about it every week. Probably should talk about it every day. Not to bum anybody out, but to try to make the connections of what we can do, what actually is happening, make sure we don't forget, understand our own responsibility, understand our collective responsibility. That this news that is impacting everybody should matter to us for what we talk about on programs like this, what we prioritize in this community, what we work on in campaigns as campaigns are just getting up and going. Make sure the environment is part of it. That we don't think that, oh, we're worried about the Rust Belt. Maybe there's some Rust Belt people who don't care about the environment. And that doesn't mean we don't understand that West Virginia, Ohio, states that dig coal are going to have different politics on this stuff, and we should be grown-ups about that and even strategic about it. We got to care about the environment. But here's the other point I wanted to make. It actually impacts everybody. It doesn't just impact environmentalists. It doesn't just impact Democratic voters. It doesn't just impact Joe Biden voters. It doesn't just impact Marianne Williamson supporters. It doesn't just impact Green Party activists. It doesn't just impact people who don't have the money to live inside a gated community because the air gets through the gates. It impacts all of us. And that to me matters from a policy perspective, from a strategic perspective, from a moral perspective, but also as a metaphor, also as an illustration that the choices we make impact all of us. That the old argument, the big lie has been used now to talk about the election lie. Let me talk about a bigger lie, and by bigger I mean of more consequence and of greater duration. And the big lie for 70 years has been the best way to run a country is to reward a few, and then everybody else will just make out because of those few. Reward the powerful, the expense of the powerless, and things will trickle some direction that will be good and virtuous and lovely and wonderful and Christian even. Hogwash. The big lie is that the sum of the self-interest yields the public interest. Not so. Pollution, the fact that 99.999, I think I have the percentage right according to the Washington Post and the World Health Organization, is impacted. I don't know who's left out. Maybe somebody who's right now on top of Mount Everest. That we're all impacted by air pollutants in levels that are insufficiently safe. should remind us that not only do the sum of the self-interest not yield the public interest, the converse can be true. If we work on clean air for everybody, I get to breathe it. If we work on an education system where everybody gets to learn, then I have a better chance to get hired, I have a better chance to hire somebody who's qualified, I'm less likely to be robbed. If we work on communities that are livable, that are smartly planned, that include sort of kindness and intelligence, well, I might be able to live in those communities. That we are stronger together than we are apart. And that's the big truth. So the pollution news isn't good news, but what reminds us is good news, your good news. Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Call in number 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members, who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter. Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
And we're back. During the break, a caller reminded us of not only the importance of working locally and working in state legislatures and city councils, but also its connection to that, to the natural environment, and to what's happening with toxic trains. That toxic trains is something that should build a little mini movement right now. That people in city council should say, hey, what are the toxic trains that are going through our community? What should we do about it? Are there certain kinds of contents on trains that we should just say, no, you don't get to come through here? Make sure you don't only go through unpopulated areas. Is it that we should say you don't get to come through at all? Or at least there's a notice requirement? The state legislatures right now that are in session at this moment, the city councils that are in session at this moment, could be places to bring, for those of you who are activists, or want to, those of you who want to be, those could be places to right now bring legislative proposals to protect the environment, to protect your local community, and you can find bipartisan support for it. Right? That all these J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, folks who want to pretend like they give a damn about poor people in rural areas, all right, well, put up. You care about that? You want to politicize the East Palestine train derailment? Let's politicize it. Not so anybody gains power, but so that the people gain power, so the people are protected. You want to make that an issue? Let's make it an issue. What do you want to do about it? What we're going to do about it is we're going to create regulations. We're going to create protections so the toxic stuff doesn't go through populated areas. If it does, you have to let them know. Or you got to pay them a special fee, and that special fee is used for potential cleanup. That special fee is used for insurance in case something bad does happen. You name your best regulatory idea, not only nationally, but at the state and local level. Run on that stuff if you're running for the legislature. Run on that stuff if you're running for the city council. What about oil trains? What about coal trains? What should be the people's rights on that stuff? You want to be there for the working class? Okay, you want to be there for families? You want to be there to protect kids? All right, let's protect kids. Let's protect families. Let's protect the working class. Let's make sure government is used for things that actually solves problems. You want to make that a political issue? Let's make it a political issue. And not just by deregulation. And not just by letting polluters do whatever the heck they want. And not just by letting us poison communities and not worry about it. Let's do something about it. This should be bipartisan, but even if it's not, let's do it. Forgive me. Got a little fired up. Justin from Seattle, Washington, you're on the air.
Hey, I like it when you get fired up.
Well, thanks. Sometimes
hey,
I don't. But go ahead.
I've got an even bigger lie for you.
All right.
And that is that our society can't keep going on this infinite growth economic model the way it's going. And did you see the thing about Cop City and the protests there and the
I did.
the violence and everything?
I did.
The that's the kind of growth that a lot of interests want.
Yep.
Because it's what the nexus of everything, right? It's the police state, it's the environment, it's all this stuff, and there's people that want to stop it. They're going against the police, and then there's the kind of growth which is pro-environment, pro-social. And that's, I mean, you know who the first eco-socialist was?
No.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is the person who preserved the environment and looked out for workers. Now, he came from, that middle elite road rather than the true grassroots. But still, I mean, we're going to have to contend with this in the future. And we have to be prepared to build kind of an eco-socialist, but also democratic and American movement to counter the Cop City stuff.
Yeah. No, our economy is built on a model that one can debate when the curve causes which problem, but exponential growth without exponential access to limited resources, those things run up against each other at some point, right? I mean, it's the timing is arguable, but the fundamental arithmetic is not arguable. And I think there is a way, and I think Teddy Roosevelt's an interesting example. And I always got to be careful of citing anybody, you know, in the far past, because there is nobody that we would just take to today and ascribe to all of their or subscribe to all of their political viewpoints, or frankly their racial and misogynistic viewpoints. But on the environment, Teddy Roosevelt was a tough guy environmentalist. And I don't think one has to wear Birkenstocks to try to protect people. I don't think somebody has to be a fit in the cultural mode of environmentalist to realize that everybody's impacted by clean air, by clean water, by climate, and by an economy that will make more sense for more generations than one that is primarily about extraction. Justin, you want a last word?
I love it. Just keep it up. It's democracy. It's American. It's everything you said. Brilliant.
Appreciate it, Justin. Johan, Los Angeles. Good to hear from you, Johan.
Yeah. I'd just like to add on to the person who called about democracy and founding fathers last hour.
Okay. I'm not remembering the founding fathers part, but go ahead.
And then we all know that, like, you know, you had to pass like a Woman's Voting Rights Act in 1920s, and
yep,
African Americans were in 1965.
Yep.
So we had to fight for all these voting rights, and he
absolutely
was talking about like founding fathers was like what kind of democracy. I'm like, no, that wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. Never was democratic. We had to fight for it.
I absolutely agree.
And no. So here we are today. Yeah, and then we are. Got a long way to go because you got the electoral college too.
No, and I'll tell you, Johan, I think now, even now, the 100 years from now, the things that we do now that people 100 years from now will consider barbaric, I'm sure there's some. My guess is it's going to be around, like, you know, eating meat and driving big cars. My guess is it's going to be that stuff. But no, the arc of the moral universe is long, and I appreciate you fighting for it. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. There's a couple lines open. 202-808-9925.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
It's a whole new game with the Civic Media Network and our local stations carrying coverage of Badgers men's basketball in the Big Ten Tournament. Wisconsin takes on Ohio State this Wednesday with a 5:30 p.m. tip-off. WFHR 1320 AM 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station for the Badgers. In Richland Center, dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM. Every step of the Big Ten Tournament, find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies today with a high of 40. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 28. Overcast tomorrow. Chance for snow showers. Highs level off around 36. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 28.
Chat on these local Civic Media radio stations and on the Civic Media app.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com.
Whether you are a history buff, a foodie, or just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines is a little something special for everyone. You can choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, the incredible Columbia River Gorge, as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. That does sound nice. Welcome to the Tom Hartman Show. Call in line 202-808-9925. Let's go straight to your calls. We'll do a little bit of speed rounding so we can get to all of them. Let's start with the most patient listener award. That's Bob. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Jefferson.
Hello.
Hey there. Yeah, I just want to jump right in. Toxic strains. We were dealing with this back in the 80s and 90s. With the movement of toxic waste around the country.
Yep.
Anyway, let that go and go right into what I was wanting to say to you about cannabis. They're trying to put the cart before the horse. We had we're having an election here to make cannabis recreation is the term that they use, recreational. In my opinion, prohibition is a crime. And until they get the horse out in front of the cart, they're not going to regenerate the forest or the small family farm without this crop.
No, I think.
And it's also.
No, go ahead. Finish your point. Forgive me.
Okay. Well, it's also good medicine. And many, many, many people all over the world have known this for a long, long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know. Anyway, that's what I want to say, Jefferson. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call from Oklahoma. It is leaning into cannabis policy, I think, is smart, and I want to speak out of both sides of my mouth on it. Well, the same side of my mouth, but it requires, I think, an overall sense. So I think we are moving towards, I think it's undoubtable that we are undeniable. That we're moving towards decriminalization and legalization of cannabis. And there are numerous arguments favoring that. Right? Even for, we can talk medical for a moment, but for medical, did I tell you my opioid story? I don't think I told you my opioid story. So I dislodged my pubic symphysis. I don't think most of you knew you had a pubic symphysis. If you Google it, you'll know where it is. It's essentially the center, the fulcrum of your pelvic girdle. It's where your pelvis comes across. If that thing gets dislodged, let me tell you, it's horrible. Apparently, I did it for being a little too heavy and doing too many cartwheels. I don't do a great cartwheel, but what's impressive is it is, in fact, a cartwheel. And I can do it despite being sort of a large person. And I wasn't in good enough shape, but I was still in good enough shape to do cartwheels, and I dislodged my pubic symphysis. All right. It's one of the most painful things that can happen. And I was prescribed, I don't think it was oxycodone, but it was an opioid. I'm trying to remember which one it was. And I had done, on local radio, done some stories about how the county was suing the makers of opioids over false claims, et cetera, this is several years ago. And so I had known, I had learned, it was in my recent brain that opioids could be habituating within like 18 days, less than 3 weeks. You could start getting a little bit addicted to it, or more than a little. And I would take the opioids and after about 18 days, I said, okay, I need to take a pause. because I know that I don't want to get addicted. And I started getting withdrawal symptoms. I started getting health symptoms that had nothing to do with my injury. My body would already been getting addicted to opioids. Had I not just, like within weeks, just been talking about that topic and had a chance to learn from people more knowledgeable than I on the topic about how addictive this stuff was, I would have just kept on using it blithely. And so I want to thank that. The other thing I want to thank is cannabis, is edibles. So I started using edibles to deal with the pain, and it was different. It didn't make the pain go away. It just made me not quite care as much. And I couldn't have gone through it without. I could have gotten through without it. And I know I used to look down on not intentionally. There's a friend of my brother's who got addicted to opioids, and it was never intentional. I never said anything about it, but there was a piece of my brain to look down on. It's like, oh yeah, he was always sort of that way. He always drank a little too much in high school. Never was quite, you know, disciplined enough. But for the grace of God, go I. That absolutely could have been me. Absolutely could have been. In fact, it was me, but for a few things. One, I was able to stay home, so I didn't have to take a painkiller to get into work. Not everybody has that luxury or privilege. I just had been educated so that on the 18-day mark, I said, hey, time out, take a break. And thanks to having easy access to cannabis because my state had legalized it not long before. But for that, I think I become an opioid addict, like kind of for reals. And let me illustrate a little further. So I said, okay, I'm only going to take it now when I absolutely have to. Right. And when that tended to be, so I wasn't going to take before I was taking it like before bed. Right. So I could sleep. But I said, no, I'm not going to take it before bed. That's not going to be part of the thing. I would only take it when the pain got so bad that I was crying out. Then I would take one of these pills. And that would happen about 4 a.m. About 4 a.m. I'd wake up and I would be, I don't know, it was my sleep cycle or whatever. And I would just have so much pain. So I'd take the pill. And within like 3 days, I was waking up at 4 o'clock a.m. like clockwork to get my little addictive pill. I was on my way to be an opioid addict. We should have compassion for folks who get addicted, not merely shame, not merely looked down, because it happened to any of us. All right. And I do want to say thank you to having an alternative treatment that was a different thing, but holy mackerel, buffer cannabis, I don't know what I would have done. Literally don't know what I would have done. All right. Let's go to Nancy from Seattle, KBCS, wonderful station out there in Seattle.
Hi, Jefferson. After following all this news in East Palestine and the train derailment and the toxicity in the community, well, those chemicals aren't produced on the trains. They're produced in places where communities are being polluted by the manufacturing of the chemical.
Yep.
So, I mean, we need to get to the source, follow the source, and start saying, wait a minute. You know, you look at Cancer Alley, you know, Louisiana, you look at all these horrible, and they are petrochemicals, and vinyl cord, you look at our lives and see what we can do to say, oh, I don't need this plastic jar, I'm going to go back to glass. I mean, little yeah. by little, to just start avoiding more and more of this chemical process. Because, yeah. yes, my heart goes out to the people of East Palestine, but my God, the people who have to live, you know, raise their children underneath the billowing plumes of the toxic chemical plants. And I haven't heard any of that addressed on any of the mainstream media.
Yeah, because they don't want to. So let me.
Exactly.
So I heard you say two things, Nancy. I heard you say, let's look at the source and let's look at the end. So at the end, we can try to do a better job at picking what kind of stuff we consume and use. Right. Truth of the matter
Absolutely.
Is, heck, but I want to be careful with my own hypocrisy, which I live every day and I'm fine with it. But like just about every single piece of equipment that is used to do this radio program is made out of oil. Right. It's made out of petroleum.
I understand.
So I want to be careful about how much my glass house casts stones. But nonetheless, we can mm-hmm. be more careful. We can make more choices. You said at the other end of the source. Here's why I think it's not merely, and I think all those things are accurate and all those things are right. And I totally agree. agree with you. Here's why I still think it's worth using this cultural moment to focus on trains. And it's not just because toxic trains is alliterative. It's not just because both words start with T. It's also because from a strategic place, it is where more people can play. Now, if we say, hey, let's focus on the source, the challenge is the makers of chemicals will continue to shop around until they can get a deal that somebody will let them make it because they need the jobs. Right? That's not to say we shouldn't worry about the source, but it means it will be a game of whack-a-mole. We'll just keep on trying to knock down the heads, and they'll keep sprouting up somewhere. The train lines are where the train lines are. If there are more places where it's hard to ship this stuff through, it raises the cost of doing it. One of the reasons why we use the chemicals we use is because it'll make a product not necessarily better, but often cheaper. If it's more expensive, we internalize the cost of having to ship that stuff as well as make that stuff, and then all of a sudden, maybe a more sustainable alternative doesn't seem like a more expensive alternative. It just seems like better all around. So I do think there's a chance to use the places where we can govern, where we can wield influence, where they're not just shopping around to make it more internalizing the cost.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's there, the Tom Hartman Program.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-258-5617. 800-258-5617. 800-258-5617. That's 800-258-5617.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold.
Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We're back with your calls. Richard, is it Cadiz, Ohio?
Cadiz, C-A-D-I-Z.
Thank you.
Yes, what I'm going to speak on is I was an engineer for over 40 years on locomotives.
Yep.
on Norfolk Southern.
Got it.
And
for folks, and just to be clear, you know this well, but Norfolk Southern, of course, is the rail company that that had the derailment outside of East Palestine. Go on.
Yes, and I'm retired now, so that's another story. And when I worked on the railroad, we had first hot box detectors, and then afterwards they didn't call them hot box detectors. They called them trackside analyzers, and that was to analyze all the cars for different issues, not only hot boxes.
And but a hot box, and a hot box was a particular priority container, something that might contain toxic chemical or something else. Is that what a hot box is?
No, the hot box was on the axle, and that's where the lubricant was put to keep the axle from overheating.
Got it.
From the bearings from overheating.
So hot box.
So now we have roller bearings and not oil. In our journals.
Okay.
And those can get hot, but I believe now they call them trackside analyzers, and
yep.
Every 25 miles you run into those trackside analyzers on Norfolk Southern.
Yep.
But I believe they must have upgraded the heat amount before they go off. And when they do go off, they'll tell you how many axles from the head end that the obstruction is. And when you go to check them, you have to check 10 cars on each side of that individual axle and then come back. And it can be on a north or south side, east or west side. It'll tell you on the analyzer.
Okay.
But then, at that time, we only run about 100, 125 car trains, some larger depending on where you was. But now they're over 2 miles long. Now you figure you do 5K run. Some of them are pretty close to a 5K run. And you have somebody going back to check that. Do you imagine how far he has to go walking on the side of ballast and then coming back again? And also we had some territories where we go speed limit through towns and villages, like 25 miles. Now they're running 50 miles right through there, or as fast as they're prescribed by the timetable.
Interesting. That's helpful background. So what else do you think people need to understand about the train situation, or what do you think should be changed about sort of safety rules or safety equipment, either in terms of cargo or in terms of making sure that personnel isn't too few, or in terms of making sure there's actually sort of warning equipment? And anything that in your mind has either eroded a little bit, it's gotten too weak, or anything you think can be improved?
Well, when I started on the railroad, we had 5 people on a train.
Yep.
And, of course, that included a caboose. They eliminated a caboose, and that made it a lot easier for them. They also eliminated.
Why did it make it easier for them? Just because it made it cheaper?
And save money. It's all about money for
yep.
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that's just one of the issues. The trains are very long. And
yep.
One person to walk all that way and all the
and
way
so how
back.
How many people are there now?
2, sometimes 1.
So in your days it was 5, and now it's 1 or 2.
Yes.
Got it. And why does it matter having enough people? That might seem like a stupid question, but for people who've never worked on a train, why does it matter to have you know 4 or 5 rather than 1 or 2?
Well, actually, it does seem that we had a lot of people back then, but we didn't have radios. So the communication system's so much better now.
Yeah.
So you're right. It probably doesn't matter that much. However,
well, maybe it does. It's my question to you.
But the size of the trains is probably what's causing it to be a problem. The caboose, of course, was always helpful because you could walk from there to the point rather than from the head end to the point, whichever was closer.
Yeah. So as you said, if it's only one person, they can't, in any reasonable time interval, walk the whole train, fix any problem, identify any particular problem. And if you don't have a caboose operator, there's nobody walking from the back to the front. So anybody's just walking from the front to the back. And so that's some of it. Plus, if you're communicating, there's only one person on the train. You're not communicating with anybody else on the train. You're only communicating with somebody back at the station, and they're not seeing anything other than what a piece of equipment maybe tells them.
Well, the machine, the analyzer, tells you what's supposed to be wrong with it, and usually they were quite accurate.
Yeah.
But like I say, the amount of cars that we run today makes a whole lot of difference, too.
Because you're saying we run more cars.
Oh, way more. And with less power. I mean, they're making money real well now. What used to be five locomotives would pull, now two locomotives pull. And much more efficiently, and they burn less fuel.
And so with more and with more cars, so that's cheaper for them, or they, you know, it's more profitable per locomotive, you know, per staff dollar, per locomotive dollar, per energy dollar. But it also means that there is a derailment, there's more cargo that could be harmful.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't know where the accident's going to occur, so it could occur with the tank cars or not. If they have tank cars, I'm sure there's a speed limit on a tank car train in particular, but usually they're scattered within the manifest, so it depends.
Well, Richard, we've got about 30 seconds on the show, so finish your point or I'll close the show.
Okay, one employee is in the terminals, not on the road. So they have two on the road, the locomotive engineer and the conductor.
Right. Well, Richard, thank you so much. Thank you for giving us sort of, a real-world look at this stuff, as well as sort of a longitudinal, sort of a time-based one. Really appreciate you listening. Really appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
All right, be well. That was nice to hear from somebody who's actually worked on a railroad. That was helpful. It is a reminder of how grateful I am to be with you this week and how grateful I am for this community and for this program that I think we're united. United may be too strong a word, but I think at least we're joined in a shared understanding that we're smarter and stronger together than we are apart, that we get better answers when we work together. And even the last interchange is an example of that. None of us knows everything, but all of us know lots together. The example of air quality, the example of train derailments, whether we're fighting against toxic trains or fighting for clean air, that's something that none of us can do alone. But we can do it together, and it's worth doing. So I appreciate the team here so much. I appreciate you so much. Coalition of Benevolently Irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason. You're priceless, worth a lot, not for sale.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.